Your organic search is over. Here's Naturally Savvy with health experts Andrea Donsky and Lisa Davis.
Here on Naturally Savvy, we like to encourage you to follow your dreams. I certainly am. I know Andrea is as well, and so is our next guest, who we love. He's a regular here, Cornell Thomas. He's a basketball coach, trainer, life coach, motivational speaker, and author of his wonderful, fabulous book that I love, The Power of Positivity. Hello, Cornell.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
We're doing good. How about you?
I am doing awesome. It's great to be here with you guys again.
All right, so in order to accomplish your dreams, you have to block out the white noise. What is your definition of that?
Well, the white noise to me, you know, growing up, you know, I know I'm going to be dating myself a little bit, but we had the old school TV with like the six channels and the rest was just like white noise. It was the most annoying sound in the world. But like you want to flip that channel. That was like before controllers. So that you have to like you'd want to run up to the TV and flip that channel real quick, and that's the kind of noise that we have when we're trying to accomplish anything big. And the white noise could be, you know, other people telling you that you can't do it. The white noise could also be your own personal voice inside of your head saying, "Well, this is going to be tough," or "I don't know if I can do it," or you know, you start using words that are defeating you. You know, with like "can" and "impossible" and that noise. So when I talk to people, I say, you know, block out the white noise. You have to turn that down so you can't hear it anymore and just put positive messages in your head.
You know what? That white noise is sometimes hard for people to put away. So maybe let's think of a strategy or maybe let's, you know, Cornell, we love any type of actual demonstration, visualization, something that or strategy that we can give people so that, you know, because a lot of people say, oh, yeah, that's easy for Cornell to say because he's a pro at it. What's something that you can help people do that?
Well, first I'd say, you know, even with me, I'm not, you know, I always constantly work on that voice inside of my head that gives me positive messages. I'm, you know, a very positive guy, very upbeat person, but I'm not perfect. You know, there's times where I'm going to do something like pretty, what most people say, unrealistic. And I, you know, I'm like, okay, well, look, I'm going to have to really tackle this. I have to really, you know, believe. So what I do first off is I ask myself, well, what's the real reason that I don't, why I hear the white noise? So say I want to be a famous motivational speaker, and I'm telling myself, oh, I can't do it. But, well, okay, well, let's break it down. Let's write it down. What's the real reasons I can't do it? Is it fear? Is it, what kind of insecurity is it? And I just kind of give myself a list on what's kind of blocking me from accomplishing this dream or what's putting these messages in my head. So when I see things on paper, it means a lot more to me. So, like, it's tangible. You know, I can actually look at it and say, okay, let me write down what the problem is and what I'm thinking about and, like, why are my fears there? And then if you see it on paper, then it's a lot easier to tackle it. Because you're right. Some people are like, hey, well, that's easier said than done. I think that we have to understand, though, it bottom line is it's going to end up coming down to us. No one else is going to be able to get you to block the white noise out except for yourself. So I would definitely write it down. Write down what's blocking you from accomplishing what you would accomplish.
I love that. You know, I used to do television, and I've been wanting to get back into it a long time, but it's like, oh, I'm too old, or I've been out of the game for a while. But recently, I've been kind of putting myself out there and having some success here and not some success there. And I think that whole thing of putting yourself out there and really trying, even if you have, like you said, other voices of people saying, you know, you're too old for that, or it's too hard, or it's too competitive, you just got to keep on going.
Well, see, that's a great example. Your example was awesome. Because let's just break your example down right now. So you were on TV before. You want to get back into TV, and you're thinking to yourself, okay, well, I might be too old. I haven't been around a little while. Like, just like that, for me, I would write that down and say, okay, well, what's holding me back? So what are the negative things? Okay, I'm saying I'm too old. And then I would write down 10 examples, 10 different people that are your age, older, that are on TV doing the same thing you're doing. Because they're out there. You know, like, there's plenty of people on TV that are, you know, your age, older, that are doing exactly what you want to do. You know, so to me, that's a perfect example. You know, there's a blueprint out there for everything that we want to do. There's someone somewhere that's done what we're doing and better. So when I say, okay, well, maybe I think it can't be done, I'm like, oh, that's not true because that person did it. You know, so that's a great example.
Oh, well, thank you.
I think that's amazing, Cornell. And I love that strategy because, you know what? Nothing's impossible if we put our mind to it, right? And, you know what? Look at Colonel Sanders. I think what did he become successful in his, when he was 65, I think it was, that he actually became, when KFC became that success that it did. And he had a series of failures right up to that. And there's a great book, and I'm sure, you know, I don't know if we've talked about this before, Cornell, but Born to Win is probably one of my favorite books by Lewis Timberlake. I'm guessing you have that like framed in your office, right?
I've definitely heard of the book. I've never read the book. I heard it the first time you told me about it, actually.
Oh, you have to read it. And I recommend everyone who's listening.
Will.
It's called Born to Win and by Lewis Timberlake. And it's been one of my, oh my gosh, it's the one of the books that really, I keep it on my night table. And anytime I'm feeling down, I just pick it up. And it just goes through examples of people who have really succeeded and even some that are much later in life. And it's a pretty fabulous story. So we could do whatever we want. It's just a matter of putting our minds to it and not giving up. And I think he talks about Lewis Timberlake about the difference between winners and losers. And he says, you know, the big difference is that winners never think they're going to lose and winners always just keep going and keep at it. So I think that's an important thing to remember is that to be a winner is just believe in yourself. And it's hard sometimes, believe me. You know, nobody's perfect, like you said, Cornell. We all go up and down on our roller coaster of life. But at the end of the day, what do we really feel? Do we really think we can do it? And I think that's what, you know, that's what makes a winner and differentiates a winner from a loser.
But another thing that winners do that I think is just to piggyback, which I think is amazing. When the winners do lose, they take the lesson from the loss. They don't look at it as a loss. But so if you take a lesson out of whatever loss that you have, then it's no longer a loss, it's a lesson. And that's what winners do. Their ability to bounce back from adversity is what helps them win. They use that as fuel for the next win. So I always tell my players, use that loss as fuel for your next win. And that's another thing that I'll piggyback on and say, which is a winner's mindset.
I like that. Now, Cornell, speaking of being a winner and speaking of TV, those videos you're doing on Facebook, those motivational videos and those positivity videos are awesome. I love when you're holding your baby son, Bryce and you kind of look over to him.
He's
and, you know, it's just adorable. That's a good idea to have that cute baby and all. You're gorgeous enough without him, but it definitely adds a little punch. Have you seen them, Andrea? They're really fun.
I did. Cornell actually sent them to me because I asked Cornell to help me with a little project that we're doing. So I did see them. He sent it.
Yeah. Oh, good.
Well, Bryce makes everything look better. He's the best looking Thomas in my house. I tell him all the time. So to have him sitting on my lap and, you know, people can concentrate on Bryce. Hopefully they get the message at the very end.
He's very cute.
It's so funny. It's like he's just like a, you know, when you put a kid there, like, you know, doesn't know it. One of my friends was like, hey, are you going to keep doing the 60 Seconds of Sanity like when he's 3 and 4 years old? I was like, of course, because I would love to hear his insight when he gets older. Like, I'll let him, like, contribute. Like, what do you think, Bryce? Like, what do you know, because he's going to hear this stuff all the time. So it's pretty awesome.
Yeah, and he's a cutie pie. How old is he?
Bryce is 13 months.
13 months. Oh, what a total cutie pie. And for those of you who want to learn more, you know, you can go to Cornell's website. Share your website with everyone, Cornell.
It's powerpositivity.net.
And when do you update it? Every Saturday?
Every Saturday I write a blog, but there's going to be a new website out. I think it's cornellthomas.org.net, and we're working on the right now. It's going to be huge. It's going to be a lot, really interactive. So it'll be more than just the blog.
Awesome. And you could follow Cornell on Twitter at Cornell Thomas. Well, we're out of time for today, Cornell, but thank you as usual for being on our show.
Thank you. You guys are awesome. I love being on your show.
Thank you. And I'm Andrea Davis, along with my co-host, Lisa Davis. This is Naturally Savvy Radio on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Your Radio MD and at Naturally Savvy. Thanks for listening, everyone. Stay well. And for more information, you can go to radiomd.com and listen to some past shows. And you can do /naturally savvy. Have a good day.